This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Michael, great to have you back with us. How you doing?
Hey, Michael.
Man, I'm doing well, man. How are you guys?
We have schedule release date fever, Michael.
That's why I'm in L.A., ready to release this schedule now. I got the Mavericks playing tonight. Cleveland's not in the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, thanks, Michael.
Thanks for the reminder. Yeah. We forgot. Thanks.
I'm just speaking facts.
Okay.
You know what I'm just saying? That's why I know, you know. But I cannot wait to get this full schedule. My son-in-law, who I love dearly, Bruce Mapp, I love him dearly, he woke up this morning sending me clips. Dallas and Philadelphia Indians. He's a big Eagles fan. So, you know, we're fighting right now for my beautiful little granddaughter, Brooklyn's heart. He's trying to contaminate her with his Eagles stuff while I'm trying to raise her right with that Cowboy stuff. And they play Christmas Eve. That's what he sent me early this morning. So I'm putting in my usual bid. So, you know, Christmas is going to be great. I can't wait to release this whole schedule.
And you're working. You're going nuts on it tonight.
Yeah. I'm going to be right here working. So I'll be working the schedule release show, but I'm going to have my little phone on the Mavs game right down there.
There you go.
I'm going to be watching them both because that's what we do as sports fans.
So, Michael, you got the schedule sitting in front of you there? You going to tip us off on anything with the Browns?
I can't say none of that.
Oh, you're killing me.
I can't say none of that at this time. I can't say none of that at this time. If I tell you anything about that, man, I'm going to have to kill you.
That's all right. I'd go down. If they want to put that, Michael Irvin killed me. I could live with that.
You look good in the obit.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, that might make it worth it. I'd be okay with that. I'll even sign off on it before if you need to do that. That's cool. All right, let me ask you two questions outside of the schedule. One, I thought there was a super interesting story that came out last week about the mayor of Dallas saying, hey, we want a second NFL team or we'd be happy with that. What do you think of that?
It's a super interesting story. Like you said, it was a great place to place it. It was a super interesting story. Now, Mary Johnson, and of course, I've worked with the community leaders and real high profile political people trying to get South Dallas back up and running. We've been working on it for the last, 15, 20 years that I've been in Dallas, that they've all brought me in trying to come up with ideas and ways to energize it. And that's what the mayor really, that was his intention. He's
right.
Trying to do just something to bring attention to what he needs help with most. And he's grabbing a hold to what the whole city loves most, and that's the Dallas Cowboys. But it ain't going to happen. It was a nice thought to get some words in the atmosphere, to get some things thrown out in the ether, but it'll never materialize or come to reality.
I don't know. If Dallas becomes the number three metro market in the country, or is, I mean, could Dallas handle two NFL teams?
Oh, you mean size-wise?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, even though it's that big. The answer is no, because Dallas Cowboys – demand. The Cowboys dominate the country and the whole NFL. Don't you know it has to have its own city? Jerry Jones ain't going for that. Dallas Cowboys fans ain't going for that. Did you see when I was on First Take how those fans were crying at that, how they were hurt at that 49ers playoff game when we were losing that game? You think that kind of pain just going to go over to another team? That's like cheating. There's no way, no way you will put another team in Dallas and remain in Dallas. Now, where they messed up, guys, was years ago when Jerry was playing, was building that stadium. They wouldn't give him what he needed to put it downtown where they're trying to talk about putting that second team. They should have put the Cowboys there. Then this thing would have been over. Yeah. But Laura Miller, at the time, wanted to fight Jerry, and that was the problem. And now we're stuck here in this situation. Hmm.
Michael, I worked in Southeast Texas for 5 years in Beaumont, and that's only 100 miles from Houston. It's, you know, it's 5-6 hour drive from Dallas. But I learned very quickly, the Cowboys are the team of the state of Texas. It doesn't even matter if you're close to Houston because the Cowboys right. dominate. And that would make me think, Michael, it would be tough for another team to go anywhere in the state of Texas. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. Okay. I would agree with that. And listen, especially now for Houston. Houston, it's been a long time. Houston had a shot and was making some waves when they had y'all quarterback. But now that you got that quarterback and he's not in Houston anymore, things should go back to normal now, if you know what I mean. Because Deshaun Watson, he was making some waves over there with Houston. And now that he's in Cleveland, things should go back to normal all throughout Texas. And that means Dallas Cowboys country again.
All right, so let's talk about Amari Cooper for a second. How is that going to play here in Cleveland? How do you think he'll be? I would say with Deshaun or with Jacoby, but just what do you think about Amari playing for the Browns?
We're straight to the NFL offseason if you're Dallas, isn't it?
I thought it was a brilliant move by Cleveland getting in Amari, especially for Baker Mayfield. I thought it was perfect. Now, Deshaun Watson, it goes to a whole nother level. See, Baker Mayfield needed to see that separation, and that's exactly what Amari's so great at, transitioning. Transitioning means it comes and coming in and out of routes, creating separation right there in and out of the routes. You know, separate. You can run by somebody and create separation. You can run to somebody and transition one way, or transition in route, transition out route, and create separation. That's where Amari was great at. And that's the kind of receiver I think goes well with Baker Mayfield. That's why he has such a great relationship with Jarvis Landry. Jarvis comes up to people and then transition in and out on those option routes real well. But now you got him with Deshaun Watson, and that's a whole nother level. That's a whole nother level because Deshaun Watson can play with that kind of receiver and can play with another kind of receiver that's not transitioning so well that he has to throw him open. So, yeah, I think that was just a great pickup.
I love it, too. Tell me how Deshaun fits in Cleveland overall. And Michael, is it a huge gamble on the Browns based on everything that's hanging over his head from a legal standpoint, or is it a preemptive strike and you're going to have your quarterback for the next decade?
Listen, there's a lot hanging over him with the civil suits, but the one thing about it, I won't even say a good thing about it. I'll just say the one thing about it is they're all civil suits.
Yeah,
I mean, he's not going to jail. You know what I'm saying? If you can withstand whatever is going to come out from this, you know, and just the PR side of it, you found your quarterback. You found your quarterback. Now, of course, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen, and God knows, I pray for everybody in that situation. But not just found your quarterback. Got him brilliantly, if you ask me. At $46 million guaranteed. Everybody's stuck on the word guaranteed. But the reality is you got him for 46 over the next 5 years when receivers are already at 30. You think 46... he's going to be making less than receivers by the time this contract is up. Now, I know it probably won't go that way because once you give you two, three good years on the football field, you guys, you know, I know people may get mad at me. You guys may fall in love with him and be so happy you have him and then be saying we're going to make everything right. Because I'm telling you, I've watched Cleveland since Bernie Kosar beg for a quarterback, And now to get this young talent in an AFC that is swarming with great quarterbacks. When you've been thirsty for a great quarterback for this long, this is the prime time to get one because they're all littered throughout the AFC. Trust me, and I know people may get mad, and I'm not talking about what's going on off the field, but you're going to have a love affair with Deshaun Watson. And, boy, you're going to – in 2 years from now when it's all, you know, kind of behind you and everybody's trying to move forward, whoo, you're going to say that was a great move. That was a great move.
Michael, Tom Brady has zero reps on TV. You have thousands of reps on TV. I mean, you need to go to the boss right now and say, hey, if he's going to get $375 million, you know, look at me. I've got the reps. Does this make you want to go talk to your boss and ask for some more money?
I've been saying that because I'm negotiating new deals all over the country, too, right now with my network. And I've been saying that's the first thing I say when I walk in. Come on, guys. Look at what they took in, Tom. Can we get anywhere near that? They're like, get out of here, Michael.
He's got zero TV experience, man. You got it all over him.
Zero.
Show him the stats. Hang on. I'm going to go to Pro Football Reference. Tom Brady, zero TV experience.
Right. And for me, you know, and I love Tom. I love Tom, y'all. I don't care what anybody's saying. Tom's going to do great. I really believe he's going to do great because I don't think he knows how to fail at anything. And let me give you the reason I say also why he'll do great. How can you not like Tom? From where Tom came from, I always say I measure men in distance travel. We watched that video of him at the draft. Nobody thought that he could do this. From that body to this career, you never saw those two commingling. You just never saw it. But they did. So that means if he did that, everybody can connect to Tom because everybody believes they got a chance to do the great things that Tom did because Tom did it. And Tom was not the greatest looking athlete, was not the greatest looking dude, even though somehow he magically has turned into the greatest looking dude. I don't know how that happened. But you know what I'm saying? So everybody loves Tom. And this is the one thing I say to guys and I love about him. You know, I grew up in the ghetto, and I'm with my friends sometimes, man, and I go back home, and I'm walking the streets, and I'm passing out 20s or 50s to the homeless people, and my friends get mad at me. They say, man, why are you doing it, Michael? You know what they're going to do with that money, Michael. You know, I said, why does that bother you? I said, you know what? When I hand it to them, that's between me and God. What they do with it, that's between them and God. Let me get mine right. And that's what Tom Brady did with A.B., everybody comes talks, well, you gave all that to A.B. Look at it, he bit you in the end. Tom ain't worried about what you're thinking. See, Tom, what he did with A.B., that was between him and God, and he'll get his love for that. What A.B. bit him back, that's between A.B. and God. God will get A.B. on that. God will get A.B. on that. But it tells you the kind of person Tom Brady is, even though he sits atop of it all because he is the GOAT. He reaches down and try to pull others, his teammates and everybody else up. You can never hate a guy like that. You're always going to like him, and we already know how much football he knows, so I know he's going to be successful. What did hurt me was that my quarterback, Troy Aikman, just left there, and you wouldn't match that deal. Now, my quarterback has to feel like the old girlfriend, like the old girlfriend who asked you to buy her a car. She just wanted a Nissan Altima. And you wouldn't even get it for him. And then you just found this new girlfriend, and you bought him a brand new Mercedes. That's how Troy. You know, I feel about Troy. That's what they did to Troy.
All right, Mike. I want to give you a shot at redemption with Browns fans because I know you get the heat from those guys on social media all the time. And then when Aditi had her baby here in Cleveland, I know you said a little bit about Cleveland. Tell Browns fans how you really feel about them right now. The floor is yours.
No. I have no gripe. I'm not Stephen. I have no gripe with the fans. Fan base is great. You know, the fan base is great, man. There's no better fan base to put in that kind of loyalty. I just told you how long it's been since you had a real quarterback. I love what the Cleveland fan base is doing. And I love the scenery in Cleveland. There's some beautiful people. It's a gem.
Thank you, Michael.
You know what I mean? There's beautiful people in Cleveland. But, boy, to live there every day and to have that. See, you guys deal with that snow. I'm a Florida boy. I can't take
We're from here, and we don't like it either.
Yeah, we're not big fans, but we'll take the sun any day of the week, too.
Then. Why y'all getting on me, man? All that cold, man. Y'all got to deal with that cold all the time. I don't know. when I go to New York every week and I see snow piled up all on the side of the road right near the trash, I'm like, how do you get up in the morning to start your day with all of this?
And it's all dirty snow, too, right? After a while, all that
snow's dirty snow. Oh, man. I'm like, oh, my God. It just raised this, you know. But they make some great fans, the greatest fans in the world, and they love their team. And as much as I love football, there's no way I can hate that.
There you go.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. We appreciate your time, man.
Guys, always, guys. It's going to be a great season, guys. You know, I don't know what's going to happen with this Baker Mayfield thing. This is interesting, man.
Either way.
I don't know why can't they just keep Baker until Deshaun gets ready to play?
Remember what you were talking about with the cars and the ex-girlfriend? Insert that story right there. You got the same thing.
That's right. That's how Baker feels.
There you go. Michael,
no,
NFL.
That's very good right now. That's
NFL Network good, for you tonight, Michael.
Yeah. Looking forward to it, man.
Okay.
NFL Network tonight. We'll be there.
Sounds good. Michael, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you, buddy.
Guys, thanks, man. I appreciate you guys. Thanks for always having fun.
We'll talk to you soon.
Michael Irvin joining us, NFL insider for Odyssey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.